How long does a recovery, say in the case of the Baltimore incident, how long does a recovery take?
Well, it depends on whose aspect of recovery we're talking about. As far as the port goes, it was about 2 months ago that bridge went down, and the Corps of Engineers has reported they're about to open the channel to ordinary traffic in another few days. So that'd be, I'm going to say, about 2 months that it took the marine side to get going again. On the land side, to replace that bridge is at best a four-year project running about $2 billion. And that's if all the permitting and design and all stuff is done in a very rapid and cost-efficient manner. So who really knows? But it's going to be a long time before the surface transportation side of this gets repaired.
So you're telling us that 4 years would essentially be a result of fast-tracking the project?
Yes.
Wow.
It's not unusual for a bridge project to take 7, 8, 9 years to get done. And they're hoping to get it done in 4. So that means they're really going to push this one.
Speaking of recoveries, does the recovery stage involve not only an opportunity to rebuild, but also an opportunity to re-examine or re-envision things in a broader industry sense, given how many changes have happened in the industry since those bridges and ports were built?
I think there's a lot of re-examination going on. Just to name a few areas, some businesses are now looking at bringing their production facilities away from Asia and back to Mexico, or the United States, or Latin America, somewhere closer home, where there's not such a risk of things falling apart. Other people are looking at the whole concept of just in time. In the past, systems have been designed to where everything arrives at its destination just as it's needed. So you don't have to have a lot of inventory. You don't have to track it. When it shows up at the door, we throw it into the production process and out it goes to the other end.
Okay.
That's not working when your system starts failing. And so people are beginning to think now about just in case, where they're going to have to start adding inventory and buffer inventories to manage these sudden changes or disturbances to the system. So I think that's another major issue that's happening. And of course, the final issue is, how should we design the function of ports and their connected infrastructure so that it can handle the ever-increasing volumes that we're seeing?